Good morning. This is WAMC Regional News. I'm David Gistin. And with us, our political observer, Alan Chartok. And this morning, Alan, what about hydrofracking? We haven't heard about that in New York State in a while. I know the health department is reviewing it.
Well, here's the deal. The health department will review it till the cows come home. The fact of the matter is that if the governor wanted fracking, we would have fracking right now. I think it's pretty well decided that this is a non-starter in New York. Major companies pulling up their leases and saying, we're not going to do business in New York State, an indicator that that's all over. Now, the governor is very concerned about the economy in upstate. He knows it is the key to his reelection. If he's going to run for president, he needs to have a mighty reelection effort, and they are going to pour everything but the kitchen sink into that. Upstate economy, we know that he's been vacationing upstate, and he will continue to do that because that is where his Achilles heel may be. In a recent poll, however, a lot of the ground that he had lost after the Gun Safe Act had passed has been regained. He's not at the 70% rating, but he is at very high numbers for a governor. And so why in the world would he pick at the scab, sorry folks, this early in the morning, and do hydrofracking when he knows that it has become a sort of password for center-left credentials in New York State? He just won't do it, in my opinion. If he does, there will be hell to pay. He knows it, and there is no indication that he is going to do it. So my feeling is that hydrofracking has been seen as a very dangerous and unsupportable industry, and with all of the films and everything else that has come out, it seems to me that we're not going to hear any much more about hydrofracking.
Head to Boston now, and we see the Bulger case wrapped up, and Bulger found guilty for participating in the murders of 11 people. The FBI says that should comfort some of the families involved. But the FBI was involved.
Well, that's right. We don't really know the extent of that. Somebody went to jail. Other people have been under suspicion. It was a black eye for the FBI. And there are many people who think that the reason that Bulger survived until he was 83 years old, which is basically past the average age of death in the United States, is that, you know, he had some inside knowledge. We know he did about a pending indictment. That's why he fled in the first place. And it is a case that has lifted a lot of eyebrows around the country. It is not the most healthy of ways to look at the way in which the criminal justice system works in this country. Let's face it, the man won. He's 83 years old. He participated in all these murders. We have had witness after witness saying so. He was politically connected. His brother was probably the second most important man in state government, who has made no secret about the fact that he loves his brother, and on and on and on. So the Bulger case is theoretically over, but if you were playing pinball, you would have had a very high score if you were Whitey Bulger, if you wanted to carry that analogy further.